sorry about that. I was in the void. I was in the Kiffin void there for just a second. Breaking news. Lane Whiffin Kiffin. They're holding a meeting as we speak, but he's gone. Kiffin's gone. We have updated from energy drink to alcohol. Got to start drinking. It's going to be a long day, though, so we're not doing liquor. We're doing beer. Beering it up. Because Lane Kiffin, Lane Whiffin, headed to LSU. All right, so here's the latest. Napier at Ole Miss? I don't think so. Who's staying at Ole Miss right now? The latest? Now, this is not official, but it's being reported by Chris Lowe and others that Pete Golding is going to be the head coach at Ole Miss for the playoff, and they're going to give him the option to possibly win the head coaching position if he has a solid playoff. So I think this is the right move. Pete Golding not going to LSU, doesn't want to be a part of Lane Whiffin's sorry ass LSU program. And here's the deal. Not only is Kiffin leaving, he is actively sabotaging the Ole Miss program as we speak. They're set to have a meeting at the facility here at any point in time. I'm hoping to get some kind of confirmation coming out of it. But he has essentially told the assistants there at Ole Miss, the ones he wants to keep, that if you don't come join me at LSU immediately, your ass does not have a job in Baton Rouge. So Lane Kiffin is working overtime to sabotage Ole Miss for all these, you know, he's a great guy. He's a family man. He loves Oxford. He doesn't give a shit about you or your program. He's trying to torpedo it as he heads to Baton Rouge to make millions upon millions of dollars and maybe be the richest coach in college football. So that's who Kiffin is. Kiff. Anybody that missed it earlier, we can rehash. Nothing's changed here. Oh, you're a check. Oh, he's got the red smoke. We got Silverfield at Arkansas. Fans are freaking out. They're literally having a protest. John Summerall to Florida. That's official, I believe. They are having a protest as well in Gainesville. The only ones happy is Auburn with Alex Golish, even though they had hyped themselves into John Summerall. But is what it is. So those are our coaches there. Ah, Tokens finally come around. He left, Mike. He left. Say it. I'm sorry for you, buddy, but hey, you're better off probably. Mike, you got to change Kiffin's nickname to Lane Quiffin. Yeah, or Queefin Kitten, something. I don't know. Why do all the sleazy coaches end up at LSU? That's a great question. Have you seen the governors down there? Governor Dan ran off your AD because of politics, so that's probably part of it. LSU's where coaches go to kill their careers. There might be some truth to that. Now, it didn't kill Saban, obviously, but the rest of them. Shout out, Mizzou fan. Appreciate you. Fuck Arkansas, but I can't help. Fuck things up for themselves. This might be the funniest shit I've seen in a long time. Perennial 2-10. Hey, that's not fair. He beat Arkansas at Memphis. Old Silverfield, did he? We were laughing at Missouri when they hired Eli Drinkwitz. I didn't think that was that good of a hire. Now it's probably better than old Silver Fox or whatever his name is, but it remains to be seen. They're probably burning stuff at Arkansas as we speak. I wonder if you're an LSU fan, how fired up you are to get Lane Kiffin. I'm not, because obviously he's a good coach. I'm not going to just bullshit you and say he's a bad coach. We all know he's a good coach. But is he worth all this? Is he worth the drama? You know, what if Texas job opens up? And I'm not saying in the next 30 days. Sarkisian, he'll be back next year. DeBoer, he'll be back at Alabama. But how long are these coaches going to last? I've heard some troubling things about Sarkisian behind the scenes. You know, what if they miss the playoffs next year? Arch Manning senior year, Arch Manning legitimate Heisman contender. What if Texas opens up? What if Alabama opens up? I think Kiffin would leave LSU in a heartbeat for Alabama. I really do. Whether it's 1 year's time, 2 years' time, whatever it is, he's going to do this shit to you too. So, Token, it's not what he did, it's how he did it. I seriously could not fathom or understand trolling your own fan base. It's a certain type of sociopath to do that. Honestly, strange. That's true. I mean, Kiffin is, he's a strange beast. Silver who? Silverfield. Ryan Silverfield, that's our new Arkansas coach. He's undefeated. Undefeated as Arkansas coach. He hasn't coached a game yet, though. Well, he coached the one game. Now, we got 20 people here, so it's not quite the protest I thought it was for old Silver Fox. But we got 20 people at the Jones Center. They are up in arms. These are probably the last 20 Razorback fans left on the earth as they got a new coach. But I mean, I can't believe this. Can you? I mean, Lane Kiffin went from, hey, all of ESPN, they were getting coached. Kurt Herbstreit, Booger McFarland, Nick Saban. Don't trust any of these people. They're being told what to say by the same agency that reps Lane Kiffin. Let the man coach. And now that he's not getting his way, he is being an infant. And he is, again, he is threatening coaches on Ole Miss staff that are employed by Ole Miss. These guys are paid to do a job. They are leaving the job they're paid to do. And Lane Kiffin is telling Ole Miss assistants, hey, if you don't follow me to Baton Rouge immediately, your ass will not have a job in Baton Rouge. So he's putting these assistants in a bind now. It's one thing for the head coach, but it's another thing. And apparently it's the entire offensive staff. So who in the hell is going to coach Ole Miss in this playoff game? Take it, Auburn helmet off. I mean, at this point, I feel like you could sue. Lane Kiffin is sabotaging a playoff run here. Yeah, he's a new man, though. He loves, you know, he's very grateful for them salvaging his horrible reputation and making bullshit documentaries that, again, ESPN wanted to push off on people and put. Go check it out. See how many people hyped up this ESPN documentary and see who didn't. I don't know. There's people you can trust. Same guys that tell you Hugh Freeze was a complete asshole and a horrible person. They didn't want to listen to that, but they listen now. Fire Bill, Mizzou positions to move Arkansas game to Cupcake Weekend. It's already Cupcake Weekend, buddy, when Mizzou and Arkansas meet. Toby, us Vol fans tried to warn the Rebels 5 years ago. They didn't want to listen. No one wants to listen, Toby. But they learn eventually. And LSU is going to learn eventually, too. I hope it doesn't. I like LSU. Always love Coach O. Joe Burrow, I think it's the best season. I think it's the best team, 2019, that's ever been assembled in college football. But now Kiffin's chasing it, and he's burning the hell out of Ole Miss as he walks out the door. I mean, it's despicable. Again, and this is not, no shade at, I don't know. Let's insert, I'm trying to think of a team here. Who's going to make the playoff that can't win it? Utah, some bullshit like that, BYU. I mean, can these teams win the national championship? No, of course not. Of course not. Ole Miss could legitimately win the national championship. They're 11-1. They have one loss. It's at Georgia. Georgia's 11-1. And they had the lead in the fourth quarter. Now, I'm not saying Ole Miss is better than Georgia. I think Georgia is better than Ole Miss, but not by a ton. The point being, Georgia can win the national championship. Ole Miss can. This is a team capable of winning the whole damn thing. And the coach is, you know, pissing on your team as he leaves for the rival. I mean, this is crazy. I don't know if I'd want him if I was an LSU fan. I mean, I guess you do because he's an obvious upgrade, but it's going to end spectacularly there too. Oh, we still got the Pavia haters, even though he just whooped your ass and you won him the Heisman. Congratulations, Tennessee. Pavia's T-Boo Manziel. Enjoy your one-hit wonder season, Candy. Autocorrect, got you there. Vols beat Florida and nobody cares. I hate being a VFW. By the way, we tried to tell y'all Lane is sorry. Well, I certainly agree with that last sentiment, but the rest of it, I don't agree with the rest of that. You just won the man the Heisman, and now you're saying he sucks. So what does that make you? You couldn't hang with him at home. I don't know. Kiffin pulling a Lincoln Riley. This is way worse. Lincoln Riley didn't have Oklahoma in the playoff when he left, did he? I don't think so. And I just, based on what I know, I didn't follow the Sooners intimately because they weren't in this league, but talking to the people there, he had a soft-ass program, and it was going sideways. I think he left because he knew it was on a downward trajectory, and he didn't want to coach any. This is completely different. Completely different. No, you Oklahoma people are biased, in case you didn't know. I keep getting Oklahoma people tell me, well, hell, we won the national championship 13-2. This team can do it. It's a little bit different in 2025. Arkansas just announced Silver Fox. Hey, shout out to Florida, too. It sounds like they're going to get a GM from the Philadelphia Eagles. Not the main guy, unfortunately, but they're getting one of the assistants there. Let me give this credit. It's On Three reporting this. Shout out Pete Nakos, one of the best. Florida finalizing a deal with former Jaguars GM David Caldwell to be the Gators next GM. Uh-oh. He was Jaguars GM. All of a sudden, not as good. He's currently an executive with the Eagles. So I do like getting NFL experience because this college model is becoming more and more like the NFL. So it makes sense to do this. But I don't like the fact he was Jaguars. Are they? I don't think they're worth the shit, are they? And yes, Arkansas has announced Ryan Silverfield officially head coach. And the comment, good God, I gotta share this because these comments are insane. Let's share the screen here. So Arkansas makes it official. And buddy, are they pissed? Well, that's a Mizzou fan. They're having their fun. Fantastic hire. I don't know what to do. Yep, it's going well for the Razorbacks. Fire Hunter Yurecek right now. 0 days since we're a national embarrassment. Yep, welcome back to Chad Morris era. Tired of being a loser. So this is... This is a great hire. But, hey, in fairness, Tennessee fans said the same damn thing when they hired Heupel. I remember it. I remember it well. Guy couldn't win at Central Florida. They regressed at Central Florida was what they were saying. And the guy that, what was it, Scott Frost, you know, he wasn't as good as Scott Frost. Scott Frost is back there because he sucks so bad. But Lane, again, let's stick to the topic here. Lane Kiffin. Sabotage. I mean, I can't believe this is not a bigger story that people are freaking out about. Actively sabotaging a national championship caliber team as they march into the college football playoff. And shout out P. Golding for being man enough to stick around, not being a bitch, and not trying to sabotage the players, the fans, and honoring his commitment. I mean, that you... We want the players to honor, but not the coaches. I mean, the coaches are supposed to be the leaders. It's like we're in the reverse. Like the players are supposed to lead and the coaches are to follow. I mean, this is nonsensical. This is awful. And they can do all the PR campaigning they want on ESPN and make it out to where Lane Kiffin should be allowed to do this and destroy the Ole Miss program. We got signing day here is Wednesday. Ole Miss got to get a coach in there. This is going to kill them. And you see all these, you know, they could have got possibly John Summerall, possibly Alex Golish. I don't think they wanted Silverfield, but the rest of them, they could have gotten. But because of this Lane Kiffin saga, they're not getting any of them. And Kiffin still has not made it official here. Hell, he could come back. Maybe if he comes back, do we just delete the show and delete every mean thing we said about him? Probably. But Brian Kelly to Ole Miss? Could do worse, I guess, but that's going to be a tough sell. That's going to be a tough sell. God. Mm-mm-mm. Keith Carter is the boss and let this drag out. Well, I don't know if he, I don't believe that. I mean, the season literally just ended. What was he supposed to do? Fire the coach before the biggest game possibly in program history? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think Keith Carter is telling these assistants that, hey, you're not welcome to stick around here. I don't think that's happening. SEC Truman, all these Arkansas fans calling Mizzou a poverty program, and they can't pay a coach or keep up with NIL. Oh, the irony. Also, Hope Drink calls out Mike at Media Days on the hypocrisy of his recent drink take. Mm-mm. How's that hypocrisy? I mean, guy went 8-4 with this gift of a schedule. And Drink, make no mistake, if Drink could have got the LSU job, he's gone. If he could have got the Florida job, he's gone. Probably if he could have got the Auburn job, he's gone. But he couldn't get those jobs. And he gets two contract extensions in 4 months' time, making around $11 million a year. I'd tell that to his face. And he's the guy sitting here saying, hey, we need all these Fortune 500 companies to step up and pay these players. Meanwhile, make me one of the highest paid coaches in the country. You're calling me a hypocrite. That seems kind of hypocritical, doesn't it? He's not done anything to honor that money, to be worth that money. Not in my opinion. Now, he's a good coach. I think I'm one of the last people defending the man for being a good coach. Any word on Charlie Weiss Jr.? Yeah, he's gone. He's going with him. He's going to Kiffin because he wants to be LSU offensive coordinator. And Kiffin has said, if you don't come now, you don't have a job here at LSU. So again, I don't know who's going to call the plays for Ole Miss, but it's not going to be great. Not going to be great. Joe Judge, maybe? I don't know that he knows how to call plays. We might have to hire an offensive coordinator for a playoff run. What's left for Ole Miss to hire? Who knew A&M killing LSU would lead to all this drama? I love college football so much. Yeah, I mean, it's insane. I'm sure there's going to be candidates here. Maybe like a Lincoln Riley, perhaps. Probably maybe an unknown. It could be anybody, right? Like a Josh Heupel? I don't think so, but see, they're already throwing it in the comments. Beamer to Ole Miss? Napier out there? Even P5 agrees. I hate hearing it about Drink, but I think Mike is right. Drink even said his work isn't done at Mizzou, but as soon as he wins big... probably gone. Yeah, he couldn't get these jobs. He tried and he couldn't get them. I think that's a tough sell. Wouldn't this have been a tough sell at LSU? This guy with this gift of a schedule, you know, lost every meaningful game the last 2 years in a row. He beat Auburn. Or Auburn's probably his best win. South Carolina maybe his second best win. Maybe can't. I mean, yeah, you can't hire that guy. Not at his insane asking price. Hey, I'm an Atlanta cousin. Y'all doing anything meetup-wise? Yeah, I mean, We haven't announced anything yet, but Shane and I will be down in Atlanta for SEC Media Day. So maybe Friday night, maybe I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. But hopefully, even if your team, it's obviously Georgia and Alabama, even if it's not those, you know, if you're a cousin that lives in Atlanta or in and around Atlanta, I think it'd be great to come meet as many of you as we can. I think Drink is too petty to leave at this point. Maybe. Or maybe no one wanted him. I mean, I think aside from Missouri, I don't think anyone is going to pay that man $12 million or anything. Yeah, Media Days. I've been drinking again. Mike's at Media Days, but the SEC title game. Media Days is Tampa. I don't know where Shane is. It'd be nice if... I think he's working. Cousin Shane for Ole Miss coach? I don't think that would be very good. I really don't. I'm just kind of disgusted at old Lane Kiffin. I don't know how more people aren't disgusted with this. Defended this man. Rehabbed his image. Doing ESPN documentaries that are complete horseshit. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. And especially, I hope Ole Miss wins the whole damn thing now without his ass. Maybe they'll win a big game as long as Lane's not there. But now I think it's going to make it infinitely harder. And if Ole Miss goes one and done, I mean, imagine what this stupid committee may do if Lane Kiffin is gone and the entire offensive coaching staff's gone. How bad are they going to be docked? They shouldn't be docked at all. But they might be docked. They might lose a home game, which should not happen. But it might. Apparently, they're doing this team meeting here in Oxford right now. So we'll see what comes of it. But this is insane. I don't understand how you rebound from this. If you're Lane Kiffin, like, how do you sell this to Ole Miss fans, Ole Miss players? I don't know how you do it. Of course, I don't know how Hugh Freeze sold anything, but he was able to. People don't want to hear the truth. They'll listen to your bull. They'll listen to these coaches spin their bullshit, and I'm sure Lane spins it well. So they'll be. He'll win the press conference. He'll talk about all the great things he's going to do. You know, he's coming down here. He'll probably even say it. He'll probably burn Ole Miss even more and say, well, I came because I couldn't win it all there. I know I can win it here. I'm here. So then all the fans will be on board. And, you know, that's how this is going to play out if I had to guess. And maybe that's a smart strategy because that'll win over any Ole Miss fans on the fence. But I don't know. The man is actively sabotaging Ole Miss as they make their first ever appearance in the college football playoff. And I don't know who said it, but I think it was Neil McCready. I don't know that there's anyone better that covers Ole Miss than old Neil. He's done a great job. But he said, you know, Kiffin doesn't even have much of a relationship with most of these players. So I don't even know. I don't know if the players will truly be affected by it. And if they have this team meeting, I don't even know if they'd show up to hear Kiffin out. And Neil's also reporting that the players are pissed and they want his ass gone. They don't want to play in the playoff with Lane Kiffin as their head coach if he's going to LSU. I give credit where credit is due. Their little Sith Lord. So if the players don't even want to play for Kiffin at this point, we can't call the players mercenaries if the fucking coach is leaving. I mean, how asinine do you have to be to make a statement like that? The players are mercenaries. I don't think so. Have you ever heard of Diego Pavia? He's not a mercenary. He turned down more money to leave Vanderbilt. I mean, most of these guys do. They're getting paid, and I call that out too. And I think about 95% of the players pick their destinations in the portal based on money. I've said that repeatedly. But I don't think that makes them mercenaries. That's crazy. Especially when the fucking coach is leaving before a playoff game. How many players leave before a playoff game? The only one I know, you know, they made a lot of big deal of it was Bo Prabula. And he was a backup. He wasn't the starter. Where is Cousin? I don't know. Cousin Shane's, I think he's got me blocked. He's probably secretly eating his feelings at Cracker Barrel after Tennessee's historically poor performance last night against Vanderbilt. And we sure could use him. Could use some Cousin Shane insight here. Lane Kiff is everything wrong with modern college football. I agree. And, you know, he'll sit here and again, he'll lie to everybody in their face. He loves the attention. You know, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. LSU, most hated school now. Watch him hire Hugh Freeze as an assistant. That would make it my most hated team for sure. But Lane Kiffin, smartly, does not like Hugh Freeze because he at least, again, these coaches know the deal. They know the deal with Hugh Freeze. Cousin Shane's busy interviewing for Ole Miss job. Modeling for Cracker Barrel's new logo. I'd buy that as well. Will Pete? Yes. Pete Golding, interim coach, is what we're hearing currently. That's not official yet, but I think that is official. Mm-mm-mm. Marcus Freeman? No, you ain't getting him. He's got a better job because Notre Dame could play a bunch of nobodies, lose every game of significance, and he's going to go to the playoff. Meanwhile, Vanderbilt just went 10-2 in the Southeastern Conference, can't get in. I mean, Notre Dame gets the treatment. Yeah, this right here, Danny Dimes, that ain't happening. This, I'm at disbelief here. Cousin Shane finalizing a 4-year deal with Morristown. Damn it. Oh, man. Anything else on Kiffin? Any questions or comments? Because I can't believe this. This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. Mike Gundy to Ole Miss. Wouldn't that be funny? Cousin Shane, he's been saying that for damn months. He's way smarter than all of us, I think. Two Slick says nobody of significance will go to Ole Miss. I don't know if I buy that. Ole Miss, I think, again, they've got the NIL going right now. That, don't give Kiffin credit for that. They've got a whole operation down there led by Walker Jones, I think the guy's name is. He's not taking the NIL operation with him. Ole Miss got a better operation than LSU. The only reason LSU had all this money to spend is because they shat the bed, lost the quarterback that ended up going to Michigan, and then they had all this extra money to go around, and they went all in, and it blew up in their face. They didn't know how to evaluate most of the guys they got. They got a good defensive back. Their offensive line's absolutely shit this year. They spent a significant amount there. Willis, if I'm an Ole Miss, I'm paying Joe Brady $10 million. Talk about cinema. Ooh. I don't know. I hear he does not want to coach college football. He doesn't like to recruit in any of that. I don't know if I'd... Now, again, do you really have to in today's age? I don't think Kiffin likes to recruit that hard either. So you might be onto something there, but I don't believe the guy's ever been a head coach. So That's one of my mantras. I don't hire a guy that's, especially in this league. No, I wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. Cade Womack to Ole Miss. That's not crazy. Alabama's defense playing really well. Honestly surprised he didn't get the Arkansas job. I think he's a better hire than Silverfish, whatever that guy's name is. Did Kiffin just tarnish his name forever? I think so. I think, you know, in Baton Rouge, he'll still be popular. I think ESPN and all their bullshit artists that answer to Jimmy Sexton and CAA, they'll try to spin. They'll probably attack Ole Miss for this, probably, if I had to guess, based on what we recently saw. So ESPN will do what they try, you know, and they'll probably have Kiffin on. My guess would be as soon as the SEC championship game, College Game Day is coming to Atlanta for the SEC championship, they'll probably have Kiffin on here. And he'll probably spin his web of bullshit and they'll suck him off and do all that they do. And Nick Saban won't mention, hey, I had to fire your ass because you were insubordinate and doing the same damn thing for me. No mention of that. They won't mention that. But yeah, they'll do what they can to clean up his image, ESPN. So no, his image will not be tarnished because there's a lot of people that just are not in the weeds and they'll be like, yeah, he's right. Yeah, to hell with Ole Miss. So I think they'll do what they can to spin this. I have a question. Why? Just why? apparently Nick Saban is the one that is pushing Kiffin to do this and Jimmy Sexton. Kiffin and Sexton are pushing Kiffin to do this. And I guess at the end of the day, why? Lane Kiffin must have the belief that he cannot win national championship in Oxford. That would be my guess. And, you know, you can get it done in Baton Rouge. That's the only reason I can think. But I think that's a stupid reason. Because Ole Miss is knocking on the door this year. Literally, this team can win it all. So I think it's, you know, proven otherwise. I mean, hey, I wish Kiffin well, right? I know a joke around, you know, I think this is despicable. I think this is dirty. We're still going to cover his games, and I'm not just going to bash him the whole time. He'll probably do very well at LSU. Before he leaves it burning and disastrous and scandal and, you know, good luck to all the people that have to cover for his ass for all these incidents on and off the field. But aside from all that, he'll probably do really, really well at Ole Miss. But there is an excellent chance that he never has a team in Baton Rouge that is as good as his team in Oxford. There's a realistic possibility. I mean, when Brian Kelly got down there, everybody thought he would win one too, right? I mean, LSU was, even Lane Kiffin, Brian Kelly's resume is better than Lane Kiffin's. And yet he couldn't get it done. Now, I think Lane Kiffin's a better coach than Brian Kelly, but we all assumed Brian Kelly would do, aside from the fit, I know that was really weird, and the family, that was so stupid, but LSU, after Coach O wanted a professional, they wanted someone that has proven can run a football operation. Brian Kelly just got lazy as hell. He never got it done. And what appear to be slam dunks are often not the case slam dunks. So, again, will he win in Baton Rouge? I think he will. But is it a guarantee? No, there are no guarantees. There are no guarantees. He may never have a team as good as the one he currently has, and I'm sure he doesn't think like that, but that's the reality. So that's what makes this especially fucked up, I think. Phil, appreciate you. Pittman left a big broad of field, but give Silverfish a few losing seasons, and he may grow into it. Oh, that's not nice. That's not. I don't understand people that come after Sam Pittman. Just the nicest damn guy out there. And I mean, I don't even remember him ever talking shit about Missouri. I guess some people just have hate in their heart. Not me. Not me. All right, LSU is a blue blood. They are a new blood. How about water and wood outdoors? Crazy way for Lane to get back at the guy that's plowing his daughter. Oh, my God. Leave the school that means so much to him. Weeks going to be doing sprints. I think he's done. Isn't he? I think he's done out of eligibility, I think. I could be wrong. How long or how many years do you think Lane will even make it to LSU before he takes off or they fire him? Give me over under 3.5. I almost said 2.5, but I think he'll make that third year. 3.5 would be my over under for Lane Kiffin at LSU. And it might be even sooner. Again, maybe you missed it at the beginning. If Alabama opens up, he's gone. Well, Alabama actually may not take him after this horrible scandal, but maybe not a horrible scandal, but this whole ordeal. He's putting himself, and he's put himself in front of the team, in front of this run for weeks at a time here. But if Alabama wants him, which is questionable, he's gone. If Texas wants him, he's gone. If an NFL team comes calling, he's gone. So if it goes really well for LSU, he may not stick around. And if he doesn't win big at LSU, they'll run his ass off. So, yeah, I don't think he's likely to be there for very long. And we can never discount a scandal with Lane Kiffin either. Just saying. I mean, it is what it is. I'm not saying he'll do something scandalous, but you just never know. I think Bobo to Ole Miss. I don't think so. Kiffin did nothing wrong. Okay. I mean, just can't fix stupid, I guess. If that's where we're at. He could sabotage best team in school history. There's no problem with that. I wouldn't be upset at all. just cost us a national championship, perhaps. Nothing wrong. Ray Carr, does Kiffin make Chambliss sit out the playoff and transfer? No, I don't think. Why would Chambliss want to play for Kiffin? Kiffin just fucking destroyed this guy's chances at winning a championship. I mean, what is the purpose? Go to LSU and try to duplicate this? I mean, no, that's asinine. Well, that is asinine. Yeah, he'll crash and burn probably, if I had to guess. I mean, expectations are incredible. Mm-mm-mm. Gators caught a $90 million break. I agree. I mean, I wouldn't pay this man all this money to do this. I mean, how can you... I know I make all these, like, DeBoring jokes, but... DeBoring is like 10 times the coach Kiffin is. And you don't see all this scandalous shit. Now he loses some games he shouldn't. But Kiffin's done that his entire career too. So, I mean, there are ways to go about this and there are ways to not do this. And Kiffin is going about this all wrong, I feel like. Yep, we're going to need part two of the documentary. Maybe it won't be such a puff piece. I doubt it. How much does Lane pay ESPN to push his reformed propaganda? Whatever he's paying them, it's well worth the money because they are pushing it right down our throats. But I appreciate those of you that do not listen to it. We will not succumb to it. Now, if they want to pay us to push, yes, I told you guys on the last one, if you missed it, ESPN did want us to push it, and I said no. But they didn't offer me any money. Had they offered me money to push it, I'm not gonna lie, I would have considered it. I'm not saying I'm a sellout, clearly. We're just two idiots here doing a podcast that were cousins. And if Shane wasn't my cousin, he probably would never show up. And I can't even get him to show up for this historic day. But point being, we are not above selling out. I don't know what that price, I don't think it'd be very high either, but I'm just putting it out there, ESPN, Lane Kiffin. We'll kiss your ass for the right price here too. But until that day comes, we're going to keep it real. Is Kiffin on the list? I don't think so. I don't think he's on the list there. Yep, thank you. I did earn some Tennessee legend, but like I said, I'm not doing the liquor. Maybe I will at the night show. This is going to be a long one. I knew if I switched the liquor, I'd be asleep by about 3 o'clock. It's been a rough weekend. Just drinking beer for now. Just drinking beer. LSU national champion 2026. I don't know about it. Let's see who LSU plays. Not that it really matters, but let's look at their schedule. Let's do a win-loss of LSU right now. I'm going to hand out a bunch of losses just so you know, just because I'm so anti-Kiffin right now. Clemson, oh, that's a loss. McNeese, that's probably a win. At Arkansas, oh, they got Silverfish. At Auburn, these are all wins. Kentucky, God. Yeah, I think you're right. LSU's winning it all. Well, Alabama, Kiffin can't beat Alabama to save his life. That's a loss. Mississippi State. No, that's an easy win. Texas, getting it at home. That's probably a win. A&M. Wait, no, that can't be right, is it? A&M's going back-to-back at LSU? I'm going to give the edge to Elko. At Ole Miss, better win. At Tennessee, loss. So where are we at here? 7-5? That's where I'm putting it today. Even though that's probably highly unrealistic. Yeah, I hope old Kiffin likes corn dogs. He's going to be eating a lot of them. Oh, buddy. All right. Kiffin, fired for cause within 3 years after the mafia government in Baton Rouge sets his ass up in a hotel within cameras. I can see it. I can see it. man alive. Kiffin, what? All right, we got a little update here. Uh-oh, the Arkansas coach, he's trying to sell himself to the fans here on social media. Looks like Lane Kiffin, he's already putting his staff together here. Frank Wilson and Corey Raymond likely to stay at LSU. This would be smart. The Kiffin knows what he's doing. Kiffin knows. Kiffin is doing to Ole Miss what Lincoln did. Nope, we already went over that. This is a completely different situation and not even close. You Oklahoma people need to get a grip. This is not even close to the same damn thing. Lincoln Riley did not have a team marching into the playoff. Lincoln Riley did not have a team that could win a national championship. Lincoln Riley's program was on the decline. Lincoln Riley did not want to coach in the SEC. Lincoln Riley did not leave for a conference opponent. I mean, this is completely fucking different. I mean, I don't understand what you Sooners are talking about. It's fucking asinine. It's completely different. That I mentioned is different. Very, very different. What happens if Lane finds another Jaden Daniels? Well, I mean, that'd be great for him. I'm sure he will be doing that because he's the portal king, right? So they're going to, but is he going to have the NRL operation? They claim it, but, you know, we'll have to see. I'm not saying, obviously, LSU's not poor down there or anything. They'll compete, but Ole Miss is a significantly better portal program and operation than LSU. And I guess people are just asinine, and they just think it's Lane Kiffin, like all these guys are signing up to play for Kiffin. It's not. they're coming because of NIL packages. And, you know, again, LSU got it done, but this was like a one-off, right? For adding a bunch of talent via the transfer portal, and it didn't work. Not 7-5, right? Or 7-4. Yeah, 7-5 is what LSU went. I mean, it's good job. You spent all this money, went 7-5. So now you're turning around and asking all these people that have to buy out Brian Kelly and hire Lane Kiffin to this astronomical salary. And there was, oh, on top of that, we want all this damn money to build a roster. Now, maybe they've already secured all that money, but I don't think, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, Kiffin is a freaking moron. I'm going to pretend you're talking about Kiffin. Thanks for watching though, Jed. Chad, of course you're Chad. God, at least my name's not Chad. Shane is checking to see if the offensive line coaching spot is open at LSU or Ole Miss. LSU versus the world. I mean, this literally got nothing to do with LSU. It's about Kiffin. No one cares about you is the thing. It's Kip right here, Roger. Kiffin's toxic. He's toxic as hell. And again, you're going to be doing the same thing Ole Miss people were doing for all season when we told you he was leaving. That's what, and it was not like guessing. This is people we were talking to at Ole Miss, people talking around the SEC. Kiffin was leaving for Florida, not only this year, but last year when they decided foolishly to keep Billy Napier. He was gone. So we just tell you what we're hearing. We tell you accurate information. And Ole Miss people, I mean, we had old Token in here. Shout out Token if you're still watching. He ain't leaving. He ain't leaving. Tim, he ain't leaving. He ain't leaving. You know, all these people, he ain't leaving. And now they're like, fuck this guy. You're going to be the same way, LSU versus the world, man. You are going to be the same way when his ass leaves you, which will be probably pretty soon, if I had to guess. So, I mean, I guess, celebrate it now. But, yep, Chad, you're right, Chad. Lane Kiffin is an idiot. I agree. This is idiotic behavior. Token, see? They all come around. A&M people, they were mad when we were making fun of Jimbo. You come around. Auburn people, by God, you just hate us. No, I just hate you, Freeze. And I tell you the truth. So that's it is what it is. Mike, we all have a price. I buy your membership because you read my smart-ass comments. And we will continue to do so as long as you keep paying that $5 a month or whatever it is. So, breaking news. Shane spotted with Jimmy Sexton at the golf course. Update here from Pete Nankos. This is crazy. Ole Miss requiring players to turn in their phones heading into a team meeting. Okay, that's not that crazy. I thought he said turn in their phones so they can't leave here. But that is kind of interesting, right? I guess they don't want any of it filmed or recorded or anything like that, I guess. Oklahoma 4-0 in Red October. Hell yeah. Oklahoma's red hot right now. At least on defense. Offense, borderline dog shit. But you're so good on defense and special teams is coming around that it may not matter. Hell, they're defense capable of winning it all. Old Mace, appreciate this comment. Tennessee threw golf balls so we could throw clubs. It's getting nasty down there in Oxford, so they are currently meeting right now with Lane Kiffin. We'll see what happens. Appreciate you. See Joe. When Kiffin has burned his bridges, he and Lincoln will streak off to the NFL together. Boomer. I don't think, I can't imagine anybody in the NFL wants Lincoln Riley. What has he done at Southern Cal to get him an NFL job? I don't think he's done anything. I think he's closer to getting fired or leaving. And he could. He could be an SEC coach. He could be the next Ole Miss coach, for all I know. Or maybe LSU coach? Or, excuse me, Kentucky? I was thinking Kentucky because if they get serious about football. Oh, Jimbo. Jimbo's mad. Again, you can get mad at me, but you're going to be screaming profanities at Kiffin before you know it. Just trust me on this one. He burns every bridge he stands on. Austin Simmons, yeah. I think Austin Simmons is going to be available for a low, low price this offseason, if I had to guess. Man, almost an hour. This time is flying by here. Breaking. Shane's been spotted with Pavia's bomb. Uh-oh. Don't tell his wife. This is not official news. Liquid says that's why you always carry a secret burner so you can record these meetings. I wonder if they're using a metal detector in this Ole Miss meeting. Who is Ole Miss going to hire? I don't know. It might be Pete Golding. It sounds like Pete Golding is going to be the interim. I think they will literally be announcing that at any moment as they have this team meeting. Question, is it super unrealistic for Kiffin to ask to finish the season? Yes, he was turned down. To my knowledge, naturally, Scorched Earth is probably the only move left. No, Scorched Earth is not the only move. Why would it be? You can't have... Ole Miss must move on. If Kiffin is not going to be the coach, signing day is Wednesday. Do we realize that, people? Signing day is in 3 days. Ole Miss must have a coach. You cannot have Ole Miss coach, national television, leading a program when he is leaving for your arch rival in the same conference. So every victory he would gain at Ole Miss is essentially a victory for LSU. And he'll be able to poach players. He'll be able to poach faculty members, staffers. I mean, maybe some NIL people. I mean, there's just in no sense does this... No, he doesn't have... Why do people think he has to go to LSU? I mean, why are we not asking that? Why does this guy think he deserves everything and Ole Miss deserves nothing? Ole Miss doesn't get the right... They can't move on until Lane Kiffin decides it's time for them to move on? He works for Ole Miss. Ole Miss doesn't work for Lane Kiffin. I mean, this is crazy. I can't fathom why this is like difficult for people to understand. And then after signing day, we got a portal. We're just going to let, what? Hey, how about this? Let's let Lane Kiffin stay till after the portal. So Ole Miss could do nothing. Why not? I mean, he's given everything to Ole Miss. E360, Marty Smith down there. Come on. Whiffen and Jim Schnachelnagger are about equal lowlifes. Well, I don't even know who that is, but you paid $10, so I read it. All right, it's official for Florida. John Sumrall just announced, so he signed. No surprise there. John Sumrall is your Florida coach. Still no confirmation if he's there immediately. I believe John Sumrall is staying at Tulane this weekend to coach the whatever conference he's in championship game. I believe that is true, but I don't know that to be fact. And that's a little bit different because he's actually made a conference championship game, unlike Kiffin. Or Kiffin may have at Florida, whatever loser school he was at there before Ole Miss. Are you guys attending the SEC playoff games? Boomer. Probably not. That would be fun though. Joe Judge is the profile pick of, I don't get it, but I appreciate it. Appreciate you, Alfred. Yoga. All right. We can bash Lane Kiffin all we want, but do not bash yoga. I'm a yoga-ner myself. It is a fun activity. Okay. Anything else here? We're pushing an hour. What yogurt? What? I like the vanilla, low calorie stuff. I'm trying not to be a fat ass over here. It's a struggle. But all right. So that's, I think I'll leave you with that. As soon as we have more confirmation, we'll jump back on. I'm trying to keep these emergency podcasts under an hour here. But John Sumrall official to Florida. Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss, they are literally having a meeting as we speak in the facility. We'll probably get more confirmation. So I'll probably just be jumping back on in about 20 minutes here. But I'm trying to track down Cousin Shane. He is apparently meeting with Jimmy Sexton on the golf course to try to get those latest. We will let you know more information as it comes to pass, what Ole Miss is going to do, what LSU is going to do, and all that. But until then, appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you here in a little bit. Kiffin, you suck.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.